Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. Ever feel like the world is just spinning a little too fast? Like you're trying to keep up with a runaway train, constantly bombarded by news, deadlines, and social media updates? I get it. We live in a world that thrives on chaos, where busy is practically a badge of honor. But what if I told you there was a way to find calm amidst the storm? A way to actually thrive instead of just survive? That's what we're diving into today. Living in harmony with the world around you. A cornerstone principle of stoicism that can seriously level up your life. Let's be real, folks. The news cycle is relentless. Social media can be a vortex of comparison and negativity. And sometimes it feels like everyone around us is running on high alert. But here's the thing. We don't have to let that dictate our emotional landscape. Stoicism teaches us that true peace comes from within. From accepting what we can control and letting go of what we can't. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose to enjoy a sunny day or find comfort on a rainy one. You can't control other people's actions, but you can control how you react to them. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help us live more harmoniously. 1. Focus on what's within your circle of influence. Stoics were all about identifying what we have power over and letting go of the rest. It's like decluttering your mind. Get rid of the stuff you can't change and focus your energy on what truly matters. Think about it. You can't control traffic, but you can choose to listen to an inspiring podcast during your commute. You can't control your boss's mood, but you can control how you respond to a difficult situation. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever get so caught up in your thoughts that you miss the beauty of a sunset or the warmth of a hug? Mindfulness is about being present in the moment. Savoring the little things, and noticing the world around you with fresh eyes. It's like hitting the pause button on the crazy train of life and just taking it all in. 3. Embrace change. The Stoics believe that change is inevitable, so instead of resisting it, we should learn to flow with it. Think about it. Nature itself thrives on change. Seasons come and go, plants bloom and wither, yet life continues. We can take a cue from nature and approach change with curiosity and resilience. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but practicing gratitude shifts our perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Your health, your loved ones, a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee. Gratitude is like a magnet that attracts more positive experiences into your life. 5. Remember you're part of something bigger. We are all interconnected, and our actions have ripple effects on others. By treating people with kindness, compassion, and respect, we contribute to a more harmonious world. Think about it. Every small act of generosity, every kind word, every helping hand creates a chain reaction of positivity. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this concept. A few years ago, I was working on a deadline that felt impossible. Emails were piling up. Calls were coming in nonstop, and my brain was about to short-circuit. I was feeling completely overwhelmed, and it was starting to affect my mood and even my interactions with others. That's when I remembered the Stoic principle of focusing on what I could control. I took a deep breath, calmed myself down, and broke down the task into smaller, more manageable chunks. I prioritized what was truly urgent, communicated effectively with my team, and set realistic expectations for myself. By doing so, I not only managed to meet the deadline but also found a sense of calm amidst the chaos. So remember, you don't have to be perfect or constantly on. You are allowed to take breaks, to process your emotions, and to simply exist in this moment. It's about finding that balance, embracing the world as it is while cultivating inner peace. What resonates with you most from today's episode? I want to hear your thoughts. Share your insights on social media, leave a comment on our website, or even send me an email. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Detachment so you never miss an episode. Until tomorrow, stay detached and stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.